We head to the KRDO Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. And Jason, a big dystopian sort of thriller is opening up this weekend called Civil War. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's the latest film from filmmaker Alex Garland, who wrote and directed it. He did Ex Machina, 28 Days Later, some really thought-provoking movies and TV shows in the past. And this is about a civil war, not the 1800 Civil War, but about the coming Civil War in the United States that could possibly be happening. In this movie, it's actually happening. There is a Civil War going on. The forces of California joined with the forces of Texas and a faction in Florida they're the rebels to take over the White House. We never really learn why or how the Civil War has started or what both sides are fighting for or against, because this movie is not really about that, which was my expectation. I thought we were going to learn about that and compare it to what's happening today to see kind of how we got there. This is a movie about journalism. This is a movie about the journalists who cover stuff like this, how hard it is to cover stuff like this, the toll it takes on you. It's also a warning that this could happen here. This is not just something that happens in far-flung places like the Middle East or in Africa. This is something that could come to our shores if we don't fix our broken dialogue. So this movie is a warning, and it's also about the journalists. It stars Kirsten Dunst. She leads the cast. You have Nick Offerman, who plays the president in kind of a small role. But it's a striking, kind of really heavy movie about what happens in these kind of war-torn situations. It's hard to watch at times, but it's also really, really, really well done. And I like what they were going for here. Just adjust your expectations if you think you're going in to see a movie about how our broken system right now got to that point.
Okay. It doesn't do a lot of the backstory, huh?
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk about the backstory on a news event that has just happened, the passing of O.J. Simpson. He died of cancer. That was announced yesterday. And he commanded so much media attention during both I guess the prior to the Bronco chase, that part of his life, and since. Tell us what this means for, I guess, the world of media.
Well, I mean, certainly O.J. Simpson had a complicated legacy, and I don't think it means anything necessarily right now for the state of media, but how his trial and the coverage of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman really changed the media landscape and changed it completely, because before that, we didn't sit and watch trials. We didn't have court TV was a thing, but court TV was about to go bankrupt at the time. And then the O.J. Simpson trial came along and really put them on the map and made them solvent because they didn't have the money to continue. And people watched that in a way that we're never going to watch anything again. Remember, the verdict of that trial got 150 million viewers on a random day in October, 10 o'clock in the morning. 150 million people aren't going to watch anything in the United States anymore. That just doesn't happen. You know, it's 50 million more than watch an average Super Bowl. At the time, it was about half the country who watched it. That just doesn't. Things are so fractured at this point in terms of our media landscape. It's just not the same. And also, the celebrity and status of O.J. Simpson is something that we don't really see these days either, because, you know, the biggest person for your kids is probably some star on TikTok or Twitch or YouTube that you don't even know their name. We all, at that point in the 80s, in the 70s and the 80s, we all collectively knew who the stars were, and O.J. Simpson was the biggest on the planet. He was the guy. And then I don't think we've seen a downfall like that from being so loved and so revered to being so reviled. The closest might be was Bill Cosby, but O.J. Simpson was in a category all his own.
I think you definitely encapsulated what was an era. And I reported in the media, I was pretty much starting out in the media about this time, and it did, as you say, change how we cover things, how we cover trials like this, how we also look at celebrities in a different way, because it seemed like that was the first celebrity who, even though acquitted, seemed to have we seem to have uncovered the feet of clay. And before then, it didn't seem like that kind of crossover was possible. Jason Nathanson, thank you for joining us this morning. I'm sorry we didn't get to more of what the offerings are out there on the streaming services, but we appreciate all that you bring to us as far as our entertainment options, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, take care.